You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This USFL Playoff Picks Edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit WynNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over-under game. Just head to Sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group. Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. And make sure to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
Hey, this is Derek Stevens. I'm the owner of Circa Las Vegas. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Fucking shine box.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast.
Wow, we Kramer, got bonus music.
Sean Sack in the Morning Green. Kramer bringing up the bonus theme song there. He is Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Dog. Someone will be fired. Technical crew is not ready. We're back to team good looking over here.
Yeah, exactly.
Just, why don't we just bring him on?
Dangerbase got his backwards hat on. He's firing off hot takes on college football before.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. What's going on?
Ryan's a real fan of the theme song. Keeps bringing it back.
System's being taken over.
What's up, Colby?
Hey, just a week away from the Freedom Cup. You better believe I'm excited, buddy. And you can look, Arch Manning, whatever you want to say.
He'll be Colby, in the USFL do in a few sound years. Check.
Check.
That's the energy you bring to this minor league football. I'm hearing that the energy isn't being brought on the team previews, and we
get
need to.
Wow! I just got a nice review today. All right, shout out Cal Golden Bears. Go listen to that preview.
You're already to see, huh?
Colby, of course, is counting down all 131 teams with this college football preview. Probably more than the 131. We already had to push back our NBA draft props episode because of a bonus Air Force 2.0 slash Colby claiming his laptop was telling him the wrong time.
Had the wrong time and never heard of the NBA draft. And let's go Air Force football. First off, I mean,
Air Force football.
I mean, come on.
High.
That's what I'm talking about. I'll do a fucking salute right now.
Oh,
all right.
Wow.
We're all fans of the military here.
All right. A lot to get to. Well, Colby, before we talk United States Football League, we were having an interesting discussion about Arch Manning. You were saying, why would he go to Texas? Texas is evil. If you were Arch Manning, though, this is a fun hypothetical. Where would you end up announcing, or where would you want to go play?
Well, there's plenty of reasons why I wouldn't go to Texas, because look, he comes from a family of money. So money's not going to be the motivating factor.
I know where I would.
Think his dad lets him have money?
I mean,
boy, you're on a stipend.
Call his uncle and just be like, please, dude, I'm in Austin or wherever, whatever college town you're in. But Texas does not have a rich tradition of successful quarterbacks in the NFL. There's instability at the coaching with Steve Sarkisian. Yeah. You got to wonder if he's even going to be there. This is going to help his job security for a little bit, but they were 5-7 last year. They lost to Kansas in Austin. And they're going to be in the Big 12 for the next couple of years. I just don't know if that move makes a lot of sense. There's other teams that have better quarterback systems that to me, like, I mean, we mentioned Oklahoma and Alabama that have produced a lot of pros recently. I don't know. I kind of,
even though they've had some decent busts, it does make sense. USC, I think, would make sense because Lane Kiffin's going to bring in a high powered offense.
He did it too. Lincoln Riley.
Oh, Kramer keeps saying Lane Kiffin.
Well, even Lane Kiffin. I mean, look, Ole Miss, which, you know, obviously is Eli and Archie went to. Matt Corral, you go far enough back. There's been other quarterbacks that have been in the league too.
Yeah. That's where Archie went. That's where your dad went before he didn't play football anymore. That's where the better uncle went.
Yeah.
All right. Everyone that the whole family went to Ole Miss except for that forehead of a man, Peyton Manning, defecting.
Go to Notre Dame. And Joe Montana, Joe Theismann.
Instead, he wants to be the next Colt McCoy. I think he made the great decision for wanting to be the next Colt McCoy.
The answer is
or Chris Sims,
Vince Young. Maybe
he's got a steakhouse in Austin. Maybe one day he can have another steakhouse.
First thing
in Austin.
I said to Sean when I saw Arch Manning news this morning was, "Do you remember the game we watched last season where he got his ship pushed in by maybe IMG, one of the top schools in Florida?" It was a good, he didn't look like a top prospect to me. So you're going to tell me Steve Sarkisian, the drunk, not even alleged, the drunk is going to.
Right. It's a disease.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was really insensitive.
Another thing is, will he start over Quinn Ewers, the Brian Bosworth of quarterbacks?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, Quinn Ewers went from Ohio State to Texas,
pocketed a bunch of money, a classic FU move, because he was going to go to Texas originally.
That was kind of messed up.
He was supposed to be in one more year of high school. He leaves early, takes almost $1 million from Ohio State, and then goes to the school he was originally going to.
Because high school kids in Texas couldn't yet get paid, right?
Yeah.
So he went. It was
great.
I mean,
I love it. Actually,
look, it's a sly business move.
All right, we are here to talk United States Football League. The playoffs are here.
Texas was the worst team. Horrible move.
And hey, you're looking to bet the USFL or NFL futures, the NBA draft, NHL playoffs, Stanley Cup final, hell, the MLB, they got it all over at WinBet. You can bet $50, win $200 in free bets, and the ultimate fantasy football experience. Bet $500, or essentially every $500 you bet on sports or casino before the end of July, you can be entered to win the ultimate fantasy football draft experience at the Encore Beach Club, including two nights stay at the Wynn for you and your entire league. So much to choose from. Again, download that WinBet app or visit WynNBet.com and get started today. Offer subject to change, terms and conditions at WinBet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
You're going to let it go. I like it.
Letting it ride out. All right, let's take a little recap before we get into our picks for the playoffs, and just make sure to applaud us, because even though this is essentially a new spring league, we all finished over 54% against the spread, aka straight professionals. Kramer 55%, Sean, aka me, 58%, Colby 55%. Lock percentage not as high, but again, we're giving you all these USFL picks, and again, 58% against the spread, 55, tough to beat that, Ryan.
Well, I finished on a little bit of a heater, 9-3 over the last 4 weeks. Two out of three of those weeks I swept. I mean, things are happening. It's all about momentum, right? It's the playoffs. You want to be peaking now, not week one like the Stallions.
I'm 12-4 last 4 weeks. Wow. I mean, that is insane. ATS record.
Shout out to the research or the stats team for pulling out those numbers.
No, I just did it myself. I know. All right, USFL playoffs. Both games.
Sean couldn't help, but the stats team was not getting credit for that number.
I'm touting myself for the picks and the research, Ryan.
Definitely not going to give any love to the stats team.
We have both games on Saturday. Colby, what do you think about that from a strategy? Shouldn't you stagger like a Saturday, Sunday? We have a 9 a.m. and a 2 p.m. kickoff for these playoff games. Why not? Can we figure out some prime time? Like, I would have went Friday night prime time, Saturday night prime time. I think that is one thing that's hurting the USFL, is that these games are played at completely different times every week.
That is true. And I would also cater more into Thursdays or Mondays, but you know, this might be at noon and 5 PM. This could be a
noon and 5 PM East Coast.
Potentially. Can we So
who?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Jesus.
Sorry.
Now you're making the post production team's gonna have to. Yeah. Do
8 minute mark, right?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
He's
anyway,
like an elephant. He just can't help himself.
Look, I mean, right now we got these matchups. The Freedom Cup.
You're right. It is at noon. Who worked up this sheet?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was lied to.
He's had
my internet times are off on the computer.
why do these computers keep lying to Colby?
If we can maybe not talk about time on this episode, he's been struggling.
A sensitive subject. He's
been struggling with time. Time's really been fucking.
This
him.
Is no. They've actually messed this up all year, though. I feel like or at least like a week or two ago.
And then you
did.
Keep going to the same place that messes it up.
Yeah, well, that's. I mean, look, you know, there's not a lot of look. It's a brand new league.
No all accountability.
Right? Brand new league.
No accountability. This is unbelievable.
And yeah. Yes. So
okay. So now I went to the non. See, I didn't even bleep it out. The source that Colby says is wrong all the time was wrong. So the games are 5 o'clock Pacific, noon Pacific. Stars Generals game one. Again, we will not mention the time anymore on this episode. Stars are catching 4.5. Total sits at 175. Or sorry, money line. Stars are a plus 175 live dog. Total sits at 47.5. Kramer,
what do you
I
mean,
assume
Kramer?
You're just gonna take your New Jersey Generals here.
This is a joke. I mean, what happened last week when they let their backups have a little fun, Colby?
Well, and Philadelphia got a garbage touchdown late. You know, did the 4th and 12 thing. So yeah, I mean, I told you this, man, a long time ago.
This Jersey
How's that future
team,
looking. This huh?
Oh my god, I was just going.
Are
along.
You talking about my 18-1?
On
because it looks great oh. on the Philadelphia Stars, right?
Are you hedging?
No, what? I don't even know the meaning of the word hedge. Give me the Stars plus 4.5. They covered last week catching.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
The Stars.
Yes, they were getting or no, you're right. The Stars did not cover. They were only getting 2.5, but they would have covered had they been getting 4.5.
Well, if it was a playoff game, I think the Generals would have played their starters. That would have been a slight difference in the game. Look, Sean, I understand why you are on Philadelphia. You hated the logo, you hated the team, but then you went on that magical getaway with the Blob.
Yeah.
And ever since
God
then,
knows what happened on that beach.
They played Perez and Johnson the whole game. What do you mean?
No, but Victor, Kevontae Turpin.
Victor had yeah. 7 carries.
Yeah,
seven carries.
Come on.
This is a team.
Turpin
that's
had 5 catches.
All right.
They played. I'm just pointing out they played their starters.
This is a desperate angle from a desperate man. He wants the Blob to get paid one more game check. I don't think they're having a third place game. So
he does have history on his side.
And it's tough to beat a you mentioned third, Ryan. It's tough to beat a team. Three times
they weren't trying to win the last game and they still won and covered. So I'm going to put that in the column of good for the Generals. Look, we're going to take the plus 105 money that we're finding on the ground with the NBA draft. That's probably already happened by the time you're listening to this. So we already have the money in our pocket from the parlaying of the first three picks. We're going to take that and we're just going to throw it on the Generals money line at this point, right? I got
just
them to
lay the 4.5.
Lay the 4. You're not worried about the spread.
No.
Okay.
You should be. 4.5 is a key number in the USFL. And
the stats team tell you that? Or?
No, that's just again
the holy groan.
4.5 key number in the USFL. What about the Philadelphia defensive back Channing Stribling leads the league in interceptions with 7. I think he gets a pick, and that is the difference in this.
They have
game.
The worst defense in the league, right?
All he was all USFL first team corner, but hey, Toby Johnson, who's been on the USFL gambling podcast, all USFL defensive tackle. Same with their safety, Shalom Luani. And look, how about the MVP of the league, Kevontae Turpin? How about the top of
guys.
Touchdown leader, Darius Victor? I mean,
they've
we can go
won
on
nine
and on
in
and
a
on.
Row. The Stars have
they're
given,
due for a loss. You're making my case, Ryan.
The Stars have given up 60 points more over the course of the season than the Generals. The worst, by far, the worst defense still remaining. We've had this conversation.
Ultimate
many times.
Chip on their shoulder. A lot of people.
There are good teams and bad teams in the USFL, and the cream rises to the top. And the only reason this is 4.5 is because people are like, "Oh, playoffs! It must be a close game." I make this a touchdown. I tell my clients, the AKA the Kramer Gang, shout out to the Kramer Gang, to play this up to a touchdown because it will move. And yeah, maybe you play the Stars in DFS because they're down three touchdowns the whole game, slinging the rock around. But can they stop this rushing attack, Colby?
No.
Will the Generals even have to pass the ball?
No. And Blob will be sitting over
That's
here.
That's a tough handicap.
Yeah.
Case Kukas. They're calling him the Nick Foles. He came in as a backup quarterback, taking this Philadelphia team on a magical run. Mm. Whenever they figure out what if they are gonna have a stadium in Philadelphia, there's gonna be a Case Kukas.
Instead
statue.
Of Big Dick Nick, it's what?
It's an average size cock Kukas. Average cock Kukas.
Ace. Cock ace Kukas.
I'm not actually aware of his dimensions.
I'm all in on the Stars here. Catching 4.5. You guys are crazy. The back door is going to be left wide open, and they are a live dog at +175. Hey, let's.
The combine in 25 years is going to have dick length. 100%.
I mean, they already have hand length as well. All right. Hey, Sleeper Fantasy. Oh, love getting down over on Sleeper Fantasy. You can play their brand new over under game. You probably already use Sleeper for your fantasy league. I know we do. We're getting our D-gens only Dynasty League going again up on Sleeper. Got a rookie draft to look forward to. And again, 100% deposit bonus up to $100. Get that deposit bonus. Get ready to go. MLB is coming back. Sleeper.com/SGP. Again, perfect time to sign up, get the 100% deposit bonus, and get in on the action. You can join our squad, and the MLB lines are live. So get in there. And again,
does that mean we're going to be doing some MLB player prop over unders?
Hell yeah, 100%. We will be doing the MLB player props. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. Ryan, best way to start your day? Fresh cup of trade coffee. I'm getting it in the next 2 days. My next batch trade coffee and just counting down the days. Cause when you smell those expertly roasted beans that have been personally tasted, you know, you are getting some great, great coffee. Colby, you're a big coffee guy, right?
I am. My wife is Colombian, man. So, you know, coffee is
so Colby, you know, and when you're filling out the taste profile, are you married to a Colombian? You click yes. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's actually on the quiz, but again, you can decide whether you want something light, strong, dark, any sort of flavor combination you want. And they hook you up. They've delivered over 5 million bags of fresh coffee. So nice to get that in the mail. $30 off your first order plus free shipping. Go to drinktrade.com/SGP. Drinktrade.com/SGP. Find you a coffee that you love. Drinktrade.com/SGP for $30 off. Next up, Breakers, Stallions. Stallions are laying 5. Breakers are +180 on the money line coming back. Man,
is that a big number? That sounded like a big number to you.
It did. That it did.
It sounded a little high, but then you look at and Birmingham has had trouble putting up points. However, I don't know, man. This Bandits team seems kind of cooked. Or sorry, this Breakers team seems kind of cooked. I know Slaughter is just continually banged up. Only put up 3 points against the Gamblers. It was a meaningless game, but man, I know the number's a little high for a Stallions team that isn't lights out offensively. I just think, you know, they're going to just run it down their throats with Scarborough, keep Slaughter off the field. And Slaughter's been a turnover machine. He leads the league in interceptions. I just think it's going to be a tough out for the Breakers.
So
I don't think they can run it down their throats.
I was going to say the last time they played Scarborough, not exactly hyper efficient, 14 carries for 54 yards. Only 7.9 fantasy points. So we've discussed this Breakers defense all year. They've held them. They've held teams in the running game specifically.
Well, three of the front seven were on the all USFL first team. That is David Bellamy, Reggie Howard Jr. And Gerard Fernandez. So,
and the last time they played the Stallions, particularly, what was the score? It was 10-9.
And the Breakers missed like 30 field goals.
So, you know, to me, I don't know if it's just like Birmingham might have peaked early. They might have peaked. I understand that they got that L.
They were 6-0 against the spread to start off for 6 weeks, and now in 0-4 against the spread the next 4 weeks.
They peaked early.
I mean, there's certainly the case for that, but I think in prime time, the pressure is going to get to Slaughter.
Not in Birmingham.
Yeah,
anymore.
Not in Birmingham. Wow. The first time having to go to
you guys, we had a guy on the show from the Birmingham Stallions. Yeah. I'm going Shark Dog in the playoffs. That's a guy who's going to get up for the playoffs.
I'm on the Breakers. I think that you should take this on the money line. It's hard to beat a team three times when they're pretty even. Like the first two matchups, I know the Stallions.
I like
got
how you
the
couched
wins.
It by saying pretty even because the Generals have obviously
they're
beat
not even.
The, okay,
yeah, yeah, they're not even. The Generals are by far the best team in the league, and I think the Breakers. I mean, the Breakers should have won the last game.
I like how this is setting up.
Do
one
you
of
want,
us.
Do you want Slaughter? You want Slaughter to be your guy? In a playoff game?
No, 100% no.
No,
you think not the way he's turning the ball over.
All USFL first like, team.
He's questionable.
To me, this is
he's
an
still
under,
banged
this
up.
This is an underplay.
Right? We don't. We pick sides here first. Come on. What are you doing? Are you on Team Colby?
I think you're gonna want to take the dog here. Just watched these teams play.
Dog.
And there was no reason the Breakers couldn't walk away with a win.
10-9, missed extra point, missed field goals.
Hey, in week three they beat him 22-13.
I know, but even that, the score they added a garbage score late. That was
garbage
close
scores
game.
Do count for the spread.
Sean, you did use the things it's hard to beat a team three times, just a bit ago when talking about the Generals and the Stars.
It is. It's Stallions. I think the Stallions are up for the challenge.
The Stallions were given much better tests from the Breakers than the Generals were of the Stars.
They've the you know, New Orleans has put up 22 points in their two games. I think it's going to be an ugly 17-10 game. Colby will love it because it's great quality football, but I think they ultimately get the cover. They making it -5 because they you know, the books or the public is hammering New Orleans. All the squares are all over the Breakers, right?
Both
you
know games that. They've played, the Breakers have outgained them. They've also controlled the time of possession.
And that's classic Breaker football. They look good in the stat sheet.
Slaughter
they don't
it
get
away.
It done.
Changes it
turnovers.
Changes
look
here.
At the turnovers, Colby. That's
it,
where you got to look.
It changes here. Breaker 1-2. I'm also on the over.
Really?
Wait, yes.
What?
See, I don't understand.
That's confusing to me.
If you like,
I don't like it. I would like an under, but it's going to be an over.
Colby loves all unders because it means less score, and he hates.
Perfect.
Colby
score.
Just gets up and kicks the table every time
said
someone
this
scores a touchdown.
All over the college football experience or whatever. All the over. Perfect score to a football game is 17-13. That is the perfect score to a football game. So
well, I got it 17-10, so I'm close.
There you go.
17-13. That means two field goals. That's too much.
But the final drive, they can't kick a field goal to send it to overtime.
Not.
They have to go for it on fourth down. Okay. You know, we've thought about this. We've gone deep into
but,
this.
But
shot.
If we're being real, like these are the same.
I am being real.
These are the same games. These are the same spreads. I'm definitely going to favor +180 on the Breakers against the Stallions versus the same price, less of a price, 175 for the Stars versus. The Generals
The book is setting the trap, and Ryan goes, "Oh, this is a delicious piece of ham. I'm just gonna grab it." And they clamp the jaws of the book.
The jaws of life. All right,
Sean. This Generals team is good.
All right. Well, let's give out our lock, our dog, and get to the DFS lineup. Lock, of course, brought to you by Your Lock for internet security. IPVanish. Just go to IPVanish. .com/SGP get 70% off the world's best VPN, the one we use, the one we trust here at the SGPN studio to power up God's Eye. Unlimited devices won't slow you down when you're streaming. Kramer, lock and dog. Let me guess. Generals -4.5.
Lock, Generals -4.5. Dog, breaker 1-9, as Colby would say, +180. Breaker 180.
All right, my lock. Give me the give me Philly +4.5, and my dog. Give me the Stars on the money line +175.
You know that's bad.
That's the blob special.
Dog. You know
parlay that thing.
No, you know what?
You
You're
know
right,
it's
Ryan.
Bad to do that.
I'm gonna go Philly money line, Birmingham money line as my official dog. Make it even a little juicier. Beat your +180, Colby. What do you got?
We are locking up the Generals -4.5, and we are taking New Orleans on the money line at +180. And guess what? You know, you can parlay that with the Generals on the money line.
Now you obviously you can do a lot of things. Is that your official dog or?
Yes. Yes.
So your official dog is New Orleans money line with Generals. Are you laying 4.5 or no? You're taking Generals.
Let's lay the 4.5.
Okay.
Let's do it. Let's have some fun. Live a little, you know.
I love how I can always bully Colby into taking something bigger. All right, DFS. Obviously, I'm riding with my man Case, average size Kukis, quarterback 11,000. Again, he's priced up there because he's worth it. Going to take down the Generals. Kramer, what do you got?
Which Generals quarterback do I play, Colby?
General Perez.
Perez.
Yep.
3 touchdowns last week. That's mm-hmm. not bad. And, mm-hmm. and just like casual, like we're going to play this team again. Do we not play a hard zag here and just go DeAndre Johnson?
No, I don't think so because actually think if Mike Riley's smart, he shouldn't play him.
You think so?
I think it. But NC Nick did bring up a good thing of like with Philly's run defense being that bad,
I think
he might just play DeAndre Johnson and
give
just
me DeAndre
option.
Johnson. Like, I like the way that sounds better. We're going for the championship. You know these
DeAndre
GPPs.
Small Johnson.
What was it? I think against I think
saving a couple bucks too. Saving what 1800.
Mike Riley caught 1400. 24 straight run plays a couple times this year.
I think
this might happen again in this game.
They don't need to not. They can just run the ball every time. This is the amount of arousal that Colby's gonna suffer.
Football's back, baby.
At the hands of this USFL playoff game is gonna be out of control.
Yes.
I almost
yes.
want to come in.
Colby, what's your quarterback?
I went with General Perez. I still think they're gonna run the ball a ton, but the play action will be available.
So wait,
all
didn't you
game.
Just tell Ryan to take
that was NC Knicks. That was NC
Knicks. He told me to take Perez yeah. and I said I like the angle where they run the ball down their fucking throat. give me DeAndre.
I think they're still going to run the ball down their throat, and then the play action will be open. Perez will have some opportunities to throw it to, Kevontae Turpin or whoever. But give me General Perez.
For my running back, give me Matt Colburn. I mean, this guy has had some massive.
He is a baller.
Games, even last week on only 39 yards, still put up 14.2 fantasy points. So again, I think he's going to get a ton of carries. I think he's going to be involved in the passing game. We've seen him start catching more passes, and he's a touchdown machine. He's had a 3 touchdown game earlier this season. So I'm spending up for him. I think I'm going to be actually contrarian here. I think a lot of people will be going with some more of the obvious chalk with Victor, but
is that a shot?
No. I think a lot of people will have high ownership on Victor and Turpin. And I the Colburn angle is kind of a bit contrarian, according to J Mark. Kramer, what do you got?
Victor. Yeah, I'm rolling out the Generals. Go. Let's
chalk,
go.
Stack. Chuck. Chuck. Chuck.
Yes.
I hate to say it. I got Victor all day.
Should we call you Colby. Bored? Because you guys love Chuck Colby. Over there?
The fans have not seen us high five in a while.
There we go.
Boom.
Let's go.
All right. My first receiver tight end. Give me. I don't know how they have not moved his price up, but Bug Howard coming off a 5 catch, 101 yard game against these very Generals. He's been very efficient and didn't even have any touchdowns last week. I think he gets one this week. And again, he's one of Kukis's main guys. Only 4,300. Even if you're not high on the Stars winning the game, I think in a lot of scenarios, Bug Howard gets there in
have
a big
to
way.
Play him.
I got him too. It makes a lot of sense. They're going to be down right? double digits most of the game.
Yeah,
they're going to have to throw the ball.
Definitely want to bring it back.
Yeah.
Maybe bring it back with. I also have Colburn too. You threw him out earlier. I might as well meant to pile on at the time, but for the same reason, I think I just project the other game to be low scoring. I think the USFL might have wanted to rethink the headliner game, and maybe Philly, New Jersey should be the headliner. Because I think there's going to be a tremendous amount of points scored. And so, yeah, wanted to get 2 stars in there.
I'm realizing
double bring back.
Yeah. I'm realizing I don't have any, actual receivers. Cause my other receiver tight end spot I used on, or no, I do have one receiver I used on, fan favorite, Sal Cannella. Oh,
Jesus.
Well, there's only four teams.
I like this show better before you started talking to Justin Mark before the show.
I submitted my lineup before. It's horrible. And I sent it to Justin Mark, and he goes, almost identical to mine. No, I love
stop.
It.
Stop. Dude,
all right. I'm going to tweet out this fucking shit.
Justin.
I'm looking right at it.
I don't want him.
Justin, please tweet out the transcripts from your account, so Ryan knows there's
you don't
no
have
chicanery.
To, you don't
Sal
have to.
Cannella only 5,200, gonna get a bunch of targets. Again, I'm kind of out on the Breakers overall offensively, but Sal Cannella can definitely get his.
Well, right, he is pretty good.
I got two flex spots left. What do you guys got?
I've given out Johnson, Victor, Bug Howard, Sal Cannella, and Colburn, so I have one flex spot left.
I've only given out General Perez, Victor. And Bug Howard.
Okay, so you should give out someone, Colby.
I'm going with Alonzo Moore at 5,100. If you look, General Perez, if he plays, he targets Alonzo Moore a lot. This is a guy who missed a couple games early in the year, and then also DeAndre Johnson didn't throw it to him much. With General Perez, it's been a big difference. He's been throwing it down the field to Alonzo Moore. So 5,100, I'm all over this Generals team. So give me Alonzo Moore.
Kramer, what do you got?
Yeah, I have one spot left. How many spots?
Okay, I got two.
Yeah, you go.
And I do think Scarborough has a big game. I know he hasn't been super efficient as of late, but he just passes the eye test, and
I really like him
going up. I know New Orleans defense. You guys made some solid points there, but Scarborough at 8,200. I think their game plan is going to revolve around getting him a bunch of touches, and he's certainly going to get a lot of goal line work as well. So yeah, Scarborough 8,200, lock it in. My last flex spot. This is again, kind of a fading Turpin here. I'm going Darius Shepherd of the Generals. He's my bring back. Had a 6-catch, 79-yard game last game. And I think he's a pretty decent athlete, and it's just a fade of Turpin, getting a little contrarian here.
Well, you shouldn't fade Kevontae Turpin because he is going to get the ball in all phases of the game. We saw it 2 weeks ago. He returned a punt for a touchdown. That counts in DFS.
You know what? You're right. You're so right. You got to play Turpin.
He gets rushes. He even throws passes sometimes. So I'm taking Kevontae Turpin at 10,600, and I still
late
have two swap. Other
I just took Colburn out of my lineup. I went with more Generals, only a single bring back.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. And then my last flex, I went with Anthony Jones, the running back of New Orleans. I didn't have enough money for Jordan Ellis, the league's leading rusher, but Anthony Jones is kind of their goal line guy too. He's got more touchdowns than Ellis on the year. So I break a 1-2, bring me Anthony Jones.
Yeah. And I was on the fence between a couple of guys, but I'm going to stack Anthony Jones as well at 6,400 with Breakers defense.
Dude, you went 4-0. I went 4-0. Let's just play the same lineup and be rich.
Yeah. So I will say this, I punted completely on taking any Stallions. So
wow. That's a poor strategy. My defense to close it out. Give me the Stars 4,400. They Philadelphia Stars will score a defensive touchdown against the New Jersey Generals. You can lock that up.
What's crazy is they're not even the cheapest defense.
It doesn't make sense. The cheapest defense, I think, is the best play. I had enough money to do any defense.
Really?
And you have the Breakers.
And I took the Breakers at 4,100.
Make the case for the Breakers.
Well, Jamar Smith's been struggling lately,
why I think they're going to go Stallions. But yeah,
but
Scarborough.
That's playing into the strength of the Breakers defense. So I think they held them to 10 points last time. I think it could be even lower this time. Breakers roll. Slower Saturdays.
Late swap. Breakers. I already threw it out there. Sal Cannella is now out, and I needed more Generals. So Darius Shepherd in from the Generals. I now have Victor Shepherd.
By Shepherd.
It is a good play. It's a strong play. It was in the recommended plays from J Mark. So I understand why you landed there. I mean, I know you got made your lineup first, but
I'm gonna tweet Justin Mark. Whenever you hear this, please tweet out, tag Kramer, call him a liar. I'm not a liar, and I'm not lying when I say.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
You got a chance to win every Monday. All you got to do is spend 2 seconds putting together an Apple Podcast review, take a screenshot of it before you submit it,
And then go to the SGPN app, click the contest tab, submit the image there. We're giving away nice gear every Monday, AKA Merch Monday. Make sure you check out Colby Dant on the USFL gambling podcast. The college football preview series is upon us. Colby, what is the next one to drop?
The next one to drop is the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers. Grayson McCall back at quarterback, only returning six starters, but they Jamie Chadwell does it well. He's one of the best coaches in all of America, I think. So surprised he's not at a Power Five school yet. Hopefully he stays down there at Conway, South Carolina. Maybe he goes to the USFL next year because the Freedom Cup is coming. Subscribe to the USFL Gambling Podcast too.
And look, Phil Steele's mag isn't even out yet. So if you want to get started on the season a little early,
get the head start on the competition.
Colby's doing deep dives on depth charts.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
He's talking about which stadium's going to be lit.
Yeah, you're damn right.
And he's doing 2.0s already.
2.0s.
Do they know about Air Force 2.0?
Summer in Akron. We've recorded two 2.0s already.
And the world hasn't heard them yet.
They haven't heard them yet. They're in the vault. They're in the vault. All right. If you Venmo us, I'm joking.
I'm dead serious. If you can find me another podcast that is doing multiple season previews on Akron and Air Force,
we'll give you 2 hours on Akron.
Yeah, I mean, Colby will have you on as a guest to a preview episode if you can find another podcast doing this.
Yeah, I'm in. Let's do it. Let's do it.
It's not possible. Sorry. Exclusive club.
Horns down
for the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he's Ryan.
Just check my future generals 8-1 to win it all. Still there.
Kramer, let it ride.